Good morning, Curry. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What did you think when you heard that your mask had been stolen off a BC ferry recently?
It was a bit of a surprise. I didn't actually hear about it until I was contacted by you guys, so I thought that was a little bit strange, I guess. Yeah, and I still haven't been contacted by BC Ferries or the police. So.
So what do you know about this case then, and how your mask went missing?
Yeah, I don't actually know too much. I mean, it's kind of a surprise that it wasn't maybe secured better. It's a kind of a pricier, even to me, kind of priceless piece of art now. Kind of a bit of a family heirloom per se. Something that would hopefully be going to my own son or something like that. Mm. So, yeah.
We know that thieves were simply able to walk on to the BC ferry and then off again with this heirloom, as you call it. Can you describe what makes it so important to your family?
It was a piece I carved, I think it must have been about 2000, maybe about four. It's a piece from based on some old poles by Chief Wea, who is from Masset, where I'm from in Haida Gwaii. It had some of my own hair inlaid into the ears, as well as a gnawing stick with about 40 or so abalone inlays. And then with my father's passing, it's something that would be nice to have back for, like I said, for my son or someone to us to use to dance with. Active with the Clue Haidene dancers up in Masset. So.
You said that the mask was bought by your father and then was on loan to the BC Ferries. If your father was alive today, what do you think he would be saying about this?
He'd probably be a little riled up, I'm the kind of guy he was. I'm sure he'd be a bit disappointed with it not being a little more secure anyways,
What would you like BC Ferries to do about this?
Hopefully it's able to get returned. I guess if not, maybe I guess some sort of compensation on the value would be all right too,
How much do you think it's worth?
I sold it for, from what I remember, it was $2,000 and a $1,200 guitar. So my dad was a guitar collector, so had a little bit of trade in on it. and that was kind of a wholesale price, really. My masks are usually like $4,000 or $5,000 in retail and galleries.
Have you ever had a piece of yours stolen before?
Let's see. I've definitely had my home broken into a couple of years ago, and had a few smaller pieces, but nothing is as big as that.
Do you think that this will change the way you watch or deal with your artwork as it gets loaned or put on display in art galleries or places like the BC Ferries?
I think it's definitely, especially in a setting like the ferry, I think it should definitely, sure that it'll be locked up better, or at least locked up.
Well, I hope that this piece is found quickly, Curry, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I appreciate the thoughts and the call, and hopefully this bit of effort might help something turn up.
I hope so as well. Thanks for joining us today, Curry. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Corey Bulpit is the creator of a Red Cedar Haida mask. That mask was stolen recently from the BC Ferry Northern Expedition. We reached Corey by phone this morning, and Prince Rupert RCMP are looking for the public's help. So if you have any notion about where this Haida mask might be, you can give them a call. And we also ask you, should BC Ferries be doing a better part to secure art on its ferries? Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.